Blog Talk Radio.
I may be a soldier, I'll stand up for you. When your world comes crashing down, I'll be the one to hold you. Let me be a soldier, I'll fight for you. When you're up against the wall, I will pull you through.
South Florida Connects provides straight spouse awareness support.
Have you found out that you're a straight spouse? Are you worried about what that means for you and your family now? South Florida Connects is here for you. We are a local Miramar nonprofit outreach and advocacy organization that provides straight spouse awareness support to men and women who need help to deal with the devastating realization that their spouse or significant other is secretly gay. We are here for you. Visit us at our website at southfloridaconnects.com. That's southfloridaconnects.com. Or call our support hotline at 954-983-9751 and leave us a message with your contact information and our peer support specialist will contact you. Or you can email us at sfconnects@gmail.com. That's sfconnects@gmail.com to share the details and say what help you need. Call us if you want to have a seminar or support group meeting at your church, business, or organization.
And maybe a soldier, I'll die for you.
Hello, and welcome to Straight Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. I am Debbie Thomas-Brown, your host, and it's such a pleasure to be back with you again for another edition of Straight Spouse Awareness. For this show, I want to talk about the fact that so many straight spouses are waiting for a confession from their GPS, a confession that will never come. And when I say GPS, I mean a gay person posing as straight. So, okay, I finally get it. And although I've alluded to it in numerous times in my writing and in other radio shows, I had to really get this clear in my mind. And I was reading an article from my straight spouse mentor, Bonnie Kay, and after I finished reading the article, waiting for his confession that will never come and why, I decided that I need to put my special spin on this and share it with my straight spouse brothers and sisters. I had to really get this clear in my mind because some of your husbands will never admit they are gay to you. They'll never admit to having same-sex orientation. Some of your wives will never admit that they're lesbians. They'll never admit to having same-sex orientation. And you're standing around waiting for a confession so you can feel better about the void and lack of intimacy in your relationship or your marriage. But it will never come because they are GPS, gay posing as straight. And that is how they will live their life forever, gay posing as straight. But if only you could get a confession, you think. You keep saying, if only you could hear him or her say those magic words. If only you could find the proof you need. If only, if only, if only, if only. But guess what? It is not going to happen. You might find proof, incriminating evidence, but you're not going to get a confession. My mentor, Bonnie Kay, wrote about this 10 years ago in her newsletter when she described the straight gay man. Since it has been a while since some of you have read it, I'm going to repeat it here on this radio program because I believe it helps you understand these men and women who won't tell you that they have same-sex orientation because they don't even believe that they are gay. I have a new term for this classification of gay husbands, and I'm borrowing a term coined by one of my my friends, Grace. She's a member of our support network. Grace. It is GPS. Gay posing straight. It is my new reference to gay men and women who are permanently living the straight life, sort of like wolves in sheep clothing. They are the husbands and wives who will not acknowledge their same-sex orientation and accompanying activities, privately or publicly, ever. They will not ever answer questions about their orientation. They will never, ever admit it to themselves or to you. Some of them know that you know, but try to confuse you enough to put enough doubts in your mind to make you think that you are crazy. It's the best defense to your offensive questions. These are the men that shut you up or shut you down the moment you think about making mention of the possibility of same-sex orientation. They know what they are, they know who they are, and they know that you suspect, but keep your mouth shut because they don't want to hear about it, especially not from you. These men are different. They are different. You know why they're different? Because they can't even accept that they are gay. They are different. They can't accept and admit that they are gay or bisexual. But promise not to act on these needs while they remain married to you. Like we really believe that. They are also different than the gay husbands who are leaving their marriages or leading very secret lives and not leaving a trail of crumbs for you to follow. They are not even quite like the limbo men who are caught in between two worlds. These are men who are definitely not stuck. They are identifying strictly as straight. There is no way they are entering the gay world through the front or the back door or even through the closet. They detest the gay world and what it stands for, which gives them even greater reassurance, at least to themselves, that they are not gay. The GPS men are the ones who have to remain in total control of all of their physical notions, lest someone should suspect they are not quite as straight as they claim to be. It's funny how many women tell me how their husbands' physical appearances, gestures, and movements change once they come out, quote unquote. Have you ever noticed that? If your spouse is already out, do you notice how different they act now? The hand gestures, the voice, the way they, you know, they wiggle their butts when they walk. Do you notice the difference? All these years, can you imagine how much work they have had to put into looking straight, sounding straight, acting straight? Do you imagine how much work they had to put in? And since those who come out and you look at them, you see the difference. Oh, imagine how much work they had to put into all of that. I can't even fathom how difficult it must be to have to go through life calculating every breath and step you take. It's sort of like walking on a tightrope, hoping you don't ever have a balance problem. Can you imagine that? These GPS husbands are quick to use you and the children as their proof that they are not gay to the outside world, just in case they let their guard down and anyone might accuse them of the unthinkable. They honestly don't identify as gay, even though they have sexual relations with men repeatedly. They don't get themselves involved emotionally with men either, just sexually. That helps them justify the fact that they are straight, not gay. Some women can't understand this. It was difficult for me to understand it, but after a while I got it. Because I don't care what you act like to the outside world. I only look at who satisfies you sexually. But this does not make things that much more confusing and complicated for some straight wives, because they don't see anything gay in their husbands, because they don't see how they are with men. They just see how they pretend to be with them. So to simplify your confusion, let me say this. Straight men don't have gay sex. Let me repeat it. Straight men don't have sex with other men. Your GPS can call it whatever makes him feel better, but I still call it gay all the way. Women who live with GPS men and limbo men are often the most frequently emotionally abused women. They would have to be, because their husbands are truly living in a complex world that makes little or no sense. They are living unfulfilled lives because they don't have any emotional connections. They don't connect emotionally with their wives because they aren't really straight. They don't connect emotionally with men because they refuse to admit that they are gay. And so they function but don't connect. This lack of emotional connection creates a sense of insensitivity when it comes to your feelings and your emotions. It also closes them up as human beings, because they are unable to connect with a wife because they are living an internal lie. They are living an internal lie because what they feel inside is not what they act outside. And that seems like they become like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, living in the same skin. This lie keeps overtaking any sense of good feelings toward the person whom they believe is responsible for this state of living, namely you, because sometimes they blame you. Now you know it is ridiculous to think that you should be their reason for living this lie, but subconsciously, this is how most of them feel. As much as they love to have you as their cover, it's as much as they hate to have you sharing under their covers. They resent your nagging demands for sexual intimacy because it isn't their thing, it's your thing. And why do you have to try to make them feel inadequate just because they are? Even when you stop asking for sex and intimacy, you are still thinking about it, and they can tell. It means they have to come up with a continuous string of excuses and stories to account for their lack of sexual behavior with you. This put pressure on these guys who feel you are being unreasonable. Why do you have to make such a big deal out of sex anyway? Why? Because sex is a natural thing between a straight man and his wife. So what's up? What's up? You know, maybe it's time for a true confession, but will you ever get one? Will you get one? Ever? Will you? How many times have you had?
Dear Mr. Editor, won't you please break the story in my magazine? One heart in lovers are beating hard, and only end up in misery. I wasn't like cheating fool, treating her so cruel. Broke her heart and made her cry. Okay, you and that's right. She can read the story. That's my true confession. But I'm sorry. If I was half the man I should be, but I'm afraid it's too late for that, 'cause I know she wouldn't listen to me. I was a lie cheating fool, cheating her so good. Broke her heart and made her cry. Broke her rule and that's why. She can read the story. That's my true confession.
Yes, that was a real throwback for way back when, but some of you are waiting for a true confession. Some of you are really waiting, but it will never come from him. You're going to maybe have to read it in the magazine, in the daily newspaper, or watch it on the evening news, because some of them are getting caught, and that is how you wives are finding out, for real. So you're not really getting a true confession. They are getting busted. But some of you still keep waiting, waiting. And you know something? These men, in so many ways, they feel that they are ideal husbands. They are there raising the family with you. They are helping to support your financial needs, or at least sharing in them. They are taking part in the social activities that you have decided are important. They are doing lots for you. And how do you show your appreciation? By badgering them with little innuendos and questioning looks. That is how they feel. This really shows a lack of appreciation on your part. And so they get upset. Can you believe that? The GPS men think they are supermen. And to a degree, they are. they juggle, manipulate, calculate, maneuver, and carefully plan out all of their actions, all of their rendezvous. Oh, it takes a lot of energy to do this, and they marvel at their ability to pull it off. It gives them an air of smugness that show in their personality. I'm not quite sure what they think they're pulling off because they know that you are doubtful of their explanations. There are only so many headaches, backaches, bad days at work, depression, and side effects from medication that you can keep relying on. But they feel confident if they use these excuses enough, you'll probably give up. Most straight wives and girlfriends usually do. As I've said before, numerous times, no woman wants to feel like she has to beg her man or her husband to make love to her. It's degrading and demeaning. You get the hint after enough sexual rejection and you stop asking. But it doesn't mean that you stop thinking about it and wanting it. So every time you see other couples holding and caressing lovingly together, this is a reminder. It's a reminder of what you thought you should have, but you never were able to achieve. It's a reminder of what you hope and dream were for married life, were for your married life, when you took that life-altering step and said, I do. You are momentarily reminded of what marriage was supposed to be, but never became for you. And this sadness shows in your faces, in your eyes, and in your hearts. When your husbands glimpse at you, they know what you are thinking. They know. They know what you are wishing. They know what the words they don't want to hear may possibly be coming out of your mouth at any moment. Rather than take a chance and have to come up with one more excuse, they find some way to knock you down and put you back into the non-assertive mental state that they so easily know how to do. Straight wives are women who have been conditioned. If you stayed in that marriage, you have been conditioned. Remember, GPS men remain in the marriages indefinitely and have years to erode your sense of self-worth. They are not going anywhere, and they want to make sure that you feel inadequate enough so that you won't go anywhere either. I don't know who could have taught these men about the facts of life and marriage, but obviously, they weren't listening or didn't have a teacher. Didn't anyone ever tell them that sex is part of marriage? Didn't they ever hear that intimacy grows from making love to the person who loves you? Do they really believe that they can sit for years in a marriage and overlook that little detail? Yes, they do. And their straight wives become their silent partners because you have been silenced on the issue of sex. The irony is that even if you leave these men, as some of you do, they will remarry again. Yes, they will remarry another straight woman. They will still do their occasional gay sex thing to satisfy their sexual need, but that goes with the territory, right? It is amazing to me how these men can live such a delusional existence until the day they die, and they will drag other women into their web of deceit. The next victim, and men who do this more than once, are victimizers. the next victim will fall for it just like you did, but even better. Because your GPS husband has a track record now, because he can still use you as his shield by telling his next conquest that he was married before. Therefore, he is straight. And the woman who is in a subsequent marriage with this man has no reason to question his sexuality at all. He was married before, and he's marrying again. Chances are his next wife will feel even more inadequate than you felt. He'll make sure to tell her that the two of you never had problems in the bedroom, so it must be her fault. And if she does meet you, she'll be much too embarrassed to ask you this route. And you probably keep protecting him. So if you are in a long-term marriage to a GPS man, a gay man posing as straight, don't plan on things ever getting better. There may be temporary second honeymoon periods, only to prove to you once again that you are crazy for even suspecting there is something wrong with your Wonder Man. But it's guaranteed that things will resort back to the normal quote-unquote pattern of digs, harsh words and put-downs. You can count on it. Then decide if this is the most that you want out of life, because as long as you are in this marriage, this is all you can expect. 10 years ago, when Bonnie talked about this, I must say those words were right on. The only difference is today I understand the concept better, because there is another word that describes what these GPS husbands do. They compartmentalize. For those of you who are not familiar with this phrase, let me give you a good definition. Compartmentalization, that's the psychological term for placing several different aspects of one's life in several baskets and believing they can remain apart forever. However, when it comes to sex, some experts believe the issue goes beyond compartments to walls. Some men erect high barriers in a subconscious attempt to isolate parts of their lives. People wall off part of their life because there's stigma or shame attached to it, and the price is higher for individuals with unwanted gay orientation. People can admit having affairs and illegitimate kids or drinking problems, but being gay is still a problem for many men and women. So compartmentalization is the psychological way your gay spouse places his two personas with different conflicting thoughts, values, beliefs, or aspects of his life in separate boxes, believing that they have nothing to do with each other, or you for that matter. The GPS men live their lives this way. They are able to separate their need for sexual dabbling with a man from their straight lives, quote-unquote, as straight husbands. I tell women that as long as you allow your husband to live in his compartmentalized closet, he will remain there forever. The fact that you remain in the marriage to him allows him to justify even more that he is straight, especially in his own mind. After all, his wife isn't going anywhere, right? This convinces him even more that he is straight. So if your happiness is waiting for a confession that won't be coming, do yourself a favor and stop waiting for it. take control of your life and do something positive for you before you allow yourself to totally lose who you are. Remember, if your husband can't admit he is gay to himself, he will never admit it to you. In his own warped sense of reality, he is a straight man. And speaking about living in the world of denial, I know that the news that your husband is gay is the last thing you want to hear. I know, you say you want a confession, but I know that's the last thing you really want to hear from your husband. Your whole world as you know it has fallen apart by those few little words when you did hear it, because some of you did hear it, and your world fell apart. And that can never be taken back. I also know there are some women who are so in love with their husbands and so desperate to hang on to their marriages that they believe it won't matter if their mates are gay or not. After all, you have been happy in your marriage up until now, and surely there's a way to work around the gay thing, right? You can find these women in groups all over the internet exchanging ideas on how to emotionally manipulate their husbands into staying instead of leaving. To these women, I say, how long do you want to play the guilt card, ladies? Isn't there something wrong with women who have to make a man feel guilty in order to keep him from leaving? Self-esteem is usually low in straight spouses, but how low can you go? I would like women to learn to become stronger. I know it's not easy for some of you, but I would love you to make that be one of your resolutions. Don't become little pathetic women who live and breathe for a man, neglecting themselves. Life is a learning and growing experience for most of us. I wish that some women would learn sooner than later that emotional blackmail doesn't make for a happy marriage. Like I said, tough love. That's the new me, and you thought I was tough before. I know that the thought of ending a marriage is overwhelming, devastating, fear-producing, emotionally breaking, and bunches of more adjectives that we all can describe. You know how you feel about ending your marriage to a gay man. You know how you feel about ending your marriage to a gay woman. You know. We've all been down that road where we feel, some of us, even those of you who haven't left, you feel like you want to leave because this is the right thing to do. But something else keeps holding you back. Because the fear of staying married to a gay man should be even worse, you know. Imagine living with a man for another 10 or 20 years who only at best wants to be your friend. Imagine worrying every time he walks out the door that he's going to meet a hookup. That may turn out to be his true soulmate in life. So many women live like that, but it is very mentally wearing, very mentally draining. That's no life. I know many of you play the game called, how much can I live with? First, you think, if it's only some gay pictures on the computer, I can live with that. Then it's, if it's just meeting some other gay people in his situation, I can live with that. Then it's, if he has to go out and do his thing every 6 months and I don't have to know, I can live with that. You know how the story goes, and trust me, while you are living with that, whatever that may be, it is very debilitating. Some of you offered your husbands an inch, and it looked like he took the invitation and take a foot, a yard, a mile. The problem is that a lot of these men can't live with just that, especially the ones who are coming out to you and being honest for the first time in their lives. They know that they can't keep living life as a straight husband. Why? Because they are gay. I'm talking about the limbo men, not the GPS. And although these online groups will teach you how to come up with every manipulative trick to keep your man at home, you are only deluding yourself by believing this will work itself out. It doesn't, because it can't. You can delay this departure, his departure, by using all the guilt you choose to use, but it is going to backfire in your face. He will grow to resent you for trying to keep him where he doesn't belong. He's going to resent you for trying to keep him where he doesn't want to be. He will feel more trapped in a cage than an animal, and he will respond by running harder and faster, leaving you behind in the dust. Do you see those of you who have already had him leave? Do you see how he act like? You're not important anymore. The kids are not important anymore. Do you see that? He's a totally different person. Some of them are not like that. But for those of you who have had that happen, you know what I'm talking about. By the time a man comes out to his wife, if he comes out, it's not about just sex. These guys are not the straight gay men, the GPS. Even limbo men or bisexual, they are gay. They have accepted who they are and need to recreate their destiny. Sure, it hurts, but you will survive. You can still stay a family. Yeah, you can still stay a family unit. At times when the willingness is there on both of your parts. There are some decent divorces that continue on with the friendship and even love as a family member, just not as a husband. But holding on to something that you can never really have is destructive to you and your children. Listening to others who teach women ways to hang on to their gay husbands, it's not going to ever result in the happiness you deserve to have. I understand you don't want to give up all that you have or what you think you have, but what about your self-esteem? I'm not advocating anything. I'm not advocating divorce. I'm not advocating separation. I'm just talking because this is what I do as a straight spouse educator, as a straight spouse peer support specialist. This is what I do. I talk to you and I let you look at yourself, look at your life, look within yourself. Is this what you want for you? Is this what is best for your children? Is this what is best for your family? You withering away on the inside, and on the outside, you looking older than your natural age because you are miserable. Your husband is looking younger. He's looking happier because he's getting all the sex he wants with all the men he wants. What is happening with you? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? How do you feel on the inside? You are waiting for the confession that will never come. And because you know that he's gay, that's why you're even looking for a confession. That's why you're even hoping for a confession. But a confession is not going to make you feel better than you feel right now. A confession is not going to make you feel any less hurt than you're already feeling. Is this what you want? You're going to continue to wait for a confession that will never come? You are irreplaceable. No matter what he does, no matter who comes into his life, you are going to be you, and he can never ever replace you, no matter what he does. It's time for you to start thinking like that. Love yourself, because you are irreplaceable. Love yourself. Love yourself.
Spouse Awareness with South Florida Connects. Your host was Debbie Thomas Brown, the president and founder of South Florida Connects. Thank you for tuning in. Please be advised that South Florida Connects does not give advice. We provide general information and straight spouse awareness peer support. Subject matters discussed on this radio program are for informational purposes only. We believe in education and empowerment, so we will share information we deem important with you. If you have a situation that matches anything we discussed, please seek the appropriate professional. We do not make on-air recommendations, but if you send an email to sfconnects@gmail.com or leave a detailed message with contact information on our Straight Spouse Support Hotline at 954-983-9751, we will provide a means for you to connect with an appropriate Straight Spouse Awareness Professional. We hope that information given here on this radio program will help you become more aware of your circumstances and propel you to get the help that you need for yourself and your family. We are a community, and whatever each one of us can do to contribute to the improvement and betterment of all, we should do so in a spirit of giving and sharing. Visit our website at southfloridaconnects.com for more information on Faith Spouse Awareness. If you have questions or have a topic that you would like to hear discussed, you can send us an email at sfconnects@gmail.com or leave us a message at 954-983-9751. May God continue to cover you with His guidance and care. There is nothing you'll face today, this week, this month, or this year that the Lord can't bring you through. I am praying that the peace of God will flood your soul and send any fears holding you back running, so that the vision the Lord has given you will come to pass. Thank God for what you have, and always remember to trust God for what you need. Thank you for joining South Florida Connects for Straight Spouse Awareness. Be blessed, my Straight Spouse brothers and sisters.
I'm not gonna blast you on the radio.